Test 71, Section 3, Question 7. Here we're looking for a flaw. And it says, more pedestrian injuries occur at crosswalks marked by both striping on the roadway and flashing lights than crosswalks not so marked, so that more accidents happen in those crosswalks. Obviously, these so-called safety features are a waste of taxpayer money, so these things are a waste. The problem here is that just because there's more accidents at those than other places, it doesn't indicate that it was a waste. It could have been that there would be even more without those things. And so that's kind of the idea. We don't know what it would be like without. And you could also say, well, maybe the reason for that is because there were a lot at those places, and so they put them in there. So it's a little bit of a self-selecting sample, all kinds of stuff like that. So why is the argument flawed? So fails to consider that crosswalks marked by both striping and flashing lights are marked this way precisely because they're the most dangerous ones. That would be pretty good. That identifies the self-selecting sample, essentially. They picked the ones that were the most dangerous and marked those. So A is really good. Takes for granted that safety features that fail to reduce the number of injuries are a waste of taxpayer money. Well, it does take that for granted, that safety features that fail to do it are a waste of money, but that's not really a flaw, because it's not a problem saying, look, if they don't help, they're a waste of money. That's actually a decent argument. So that's not really a problem. Presumes that there are less expensive features that will reduce. It doesn't assume anything about less expensive features. Takes for granted that crosswalks with both striping and flashing have no other safety features. It's not assuming that there aren't any other safety features. It's saying that they don't work. Then fails to consider that in accidents involving pedestrians and cars, the injuries to pedestrians are nearly always more serious than the injuries to the occupants of the cars. Well, it doesn't really have to take into account injuries to people in cars, because that's not part of the argument. And so whether or not it fails to consider that is irrelevant. And A is definitely our best answer.